I was just thinking this morning that in the rush to, and it's always a rush, of course, to put the program together. We're on air at 5:30. So an awful lot of work takes place in a short space of time, and sometimes you miss something. So I'm very grateful to the outstanding disability advocate Mary Lou Carter for drawing my attention to something that never makes the front page, and yet I think this is a very, very significant story. It relates to a federal court decision which has a superficial, I suppose, appearance of being correct. But indeed, the opposite might be the case. A federal court decision which has ruled that sheltered workshop employers, that is, those people who are employing the disabled, have been paying discriminatory wages to disabled workers for the past decade. In other words, according to the federal court, underpaying them. And as a result of the decision, sheltered workshops fear they could be forced to more than double the wages paid to disabled workers from $4.48 an hour to $10 an hour. Now, many sheltered workshop employers say they simply will not be able to pay those sorts of wages and will have to close. Now, $10 an hour doesn't sound like much. But Mary Lou Carter, the mother of a disabled child, makes the very important point that salary is not necessarily the most important issue for the disabled when it comes to employment. She says, rightly in my view, that disabled people find it extremely difficult to get regular mainstream employment, and that most work in sheltered workshops, not for the pay, but for the love of doing something, and the dignity and sense of social inclusion that work affords them. And she clearly believes, she's a mother of a disabled son, she clearly believes this federal court decision will prove counterproductive if it ultimately leads sheltered workshop closures and puts disabled people out of work. Perhaps it's time for government to intervene if the courts can't get it right.